Okay, can you set up?
Yeah, it is recording now.
Okay, so whoever's on the call, this constitutes agreement to the recording. And if you don't want to be recorded, then please leave the call. Thanks. Okay. First of all, I want to welcome a guest. For those of you who have not yet met him, Mac Williams. I think, are you on video here?
Yes, he is.
Okay, great. Mac is our guest today. He has been appointed to be our fifth board member. His appointment is now pending for confirmation before the city council, but as a glutton for punishment, he agreed to sit in on our meeting today as a guest in preparation for his service in the upcoming year. Mac, could you just introduce yourself to the folks on the call? We have your fellow board members, except Rashea, who I think you already know, and also I see our hearing examiner, Marcy Chestnut, is on the call, and the primary participants, the folks from the Water Department, including Andre Desant, who represents the Water Department in these proceedings, and Rob Ballinger, who is the public advocate in our proceedings. So, Mac, if you could just briefly introduce yourself so folks will know who you are for the upcoming year.
Thank you, Sonny. My name is McCullough, Mac for short, Williams III. I'm the president of Exponents, Inc., a local Philadelphia firm, formerly known as the FIS Group. And I look forward to working with this illustrious board. There was a little bit of mix-up with council, a lot having to do with whether McCullough is my first or my last name. Now that we've resolved that issue, I think we'll be able to move forward. So I look forward to working with each of you, and I will be observing the professionals in action.
Thank you. And for those of you who haven't had a chance to look at Mac's resume, he had a distinguished career in public and private finance, and we certainly look forward to having his expertise as he joins the board in the coming months. First order of business, I guess Rashea was not yet able to join us, but we do have the minutes have been distributed from our October 13th meeting to the board members and posted on our website. I would ask the board members who are present, and that would be myself and Ms. Pozefsky and Mr. Ewing, if you have any additions or corrections to the minutes on October 13th.
I don't.
No objection here.
Okay. In that case, could I ask for a motion and a second to approve the minutes of October 13th?
So moved.
Second.
Okay, moved by Tony and second by Abby. Thank you very much. All in favor, say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? No. Okay, the minutes are approved 3-0. The primary business today really has to do with scheduling. In advance of the meeting, Dan and I had asked the department to let us know if they have prepared a tentative overall schedule for when they plan to file in the two proceedings that we expect in the new year. And that would be the special rate proceeding arising out of our last full rate hearing from last year, from the last rate proceeding, and the annual TAP rider proceeding. And before the meeting, Andre did distribute to myself and Dan and to Ms. Chestnut and to Rob Ballinger a draft of a schedule. And for the purposes of the board, what I mainly wanted to find out for our planning, for the planning of the board, is when the department expects to file the cases, and when we would expect to be having to make our decisions. The actual day-to-day nitty-gritty scheduling will be done by the hearing examiner in consultation with the water department and the advocate and any other participants. So we're not trying to make a schedule here, a day-to-day schedule, but we did want to get a sense, or for the purposes of the board, for our planning, when the department expects to file the two proceedings, and when you would expect the board to be ruling on those, given the time frames of our regulations and our enabling ordinance. And I'm assuming, by the way, that in both cases, the rates would be proposed to go into effect on September 1, 2022. So Andre, perhaps you could give us your thoughts on what your dates would be for the filing. And if the public advocate has any comments on that, I'd like to hear them, and then we can take any questions from the board and the hearing officer.
Oh, thanks, Sonny. We also circulated the timeline or template for the schedule to Abby and Tony and Rashida.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I just wanted to make sure it was in front of everyone, because I'm not so technologically savvy as to put it in front of you now. But everyone has a copy. And we're planning on filing on January 19th. And that would mean that's the advance notice. The formal notice would be in February 18th. And we contemplate a longer proceeding for the sake of being prudent and cautious for the reconciliation proceeding. So we allow for 120 days. And if you can disabuse either Rob or myself of it, that's fine. I did talk to Rob as well. And for the top bar proceeding, it's pretty much business as usual, which is the timeline we followed last time, which was roughly 90 days. We don't see a consolidated proceeding here, just because one may take a little longer than the other, likelihoods of settlement, that sort of thing, increase, I think, if they're separate. So we're trying to work out a process. And I had a preliminary conversation with Rob, and he can sort of chime in and correct me where I've misstated anything. But our idea was that we would have a process that would conclude for the board for the reconciliation proceeding in roughly June 17th, which is like last year's rate case, basically. For April 19th would be the approximate completion date we would anticipate. And the hearing officer obviously has final say, but that would be the 90-day process for the TAP-R proceeding. And I think last year, Rob told me it was 93 days roughly. So we're following the timeline that we followed last time. And that's pretty much it.
Okay, and just for the benefit of Mr. Williams, when Andre mentioned advance notice and formal notice, it's a two-step process. The department must give us and city council an advance notice 30 days before they make their actual filing, which is the final notice. So there's, I think what we're talking about now is an advance notice, as I see this, of January 19th, and then the formal filing, where the actual clock starts running on the proceedings, would be February 18th. Under our enabling ordinance, we have we're required to complete any rate proceedings within 120 days if we are able to do so. I guess what Andre's saying is that 120 days from February 18th is June 17th.
Yeah, that's correct.
So that would be the outside target for that, but and that would be for the reconciliation filing, the special rate filing from the last rate proceeding. And the TAP rider proceedings, which generally have gone fairly quickly, the couple that we've had, that would take, I think you're proposing sometime in April, but April 19th, but
that's correct.
Again, that could go longer if necessary, I think.
That's about 60 days from the formal notice.
Formal notice, right. Okay.
That's correct.
Rob, did you have anything to add before?
Yeah, but last year we did it on that timeline, and I'm expecting.
Yeah. Are you speaking, Andre? I think I lost you.
Yeah, I think we lost
Andre. Oh, yeah, I was just.
Okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't of any particular moment. I was just indicating that, you know, we had spoken before, Rob, and I was just chiming in the event your audio wasn't working.
Yeah, Andre, I'm afraid your bandwidth is low. I don't know if it's our age or what.
Oh, yeah, okay, I'm not sure either. But on my phone, this is the best I can do. Okay. And yeah, I was just saying, we've spoken to Rob before, and I'm hopeful that he'll chime in to indicate we're basically on the same page, and we'll work out the details with the hearing officer.
Okay, Rob, you want to chime in?
Yes, thank you. I did look at the schedule mainly for purposes of making sure that I have the staff and witness lined up for both proceedings, and I think that would be fine. The only thing that I guess I wasn't quite clear on, and maybe Andre, this is really more for you, is in the past, the TAP-R has been filed a little bit later because we've just wanted to have another month or two of data in there, you know, because it relies upon having actual usage and then forecasted usage. But it's your plan to file both of them in January, is that right?
Yes, that's correct. And I thought it would be less confusing for customers, sort of looking at the impact on their bills and they're not seeing what going one direction and then, oh, it's another direction. It's sort of a common communication as to, you know, what's happening in terms of bill impact.
Yeah, we're happy to work with it. It's the department's, you know, prerogative as to when to file. It may be that along the way, as we're reviewing things, if we feel like there's some additional month's data that would be helpful, we may want to ask for it and explore that together. But we can work with the schedule, and I have confirmed that our witness and my colleague Contagia Scott both can work with the schedule that Andre's proposed. And he's right. We took a look at that quickly just to make sure that it wasn't going to conflict with vacations or family issues or whatever. But we're not anticipating any big vacations, so we'll be all right.
Okay. So, and like I said, in terms of scheduling for the board, I think the most important dates are the advance notice of January 19th, the formal notice of February 18th, and the sort of the 120-day final date of June 17th, which, although that's a Friday, it's more likely we would want to probably continue our meetings on Wednesdays, but be that as it may, that's the final date. Looks like it's a Friday this year, June 17th. Before I ask the board if they have any questions, let me turn to Ms. Chestnut, who would be the hearing officer in charge of these two proceedings. If you have any comments or anything to add at this point.
Yeah, I do have one comment. I don't have a problem overall with the schedule, although I'm not crazy about the simultaneous filings. I want to be sure that there's no confusion on the part of the customers as to what proceeding involves what, because these really are two separate things. And I assume that even though we can deal with them on a parallel basis, they won't be consolidated for hearing or for decision purposes, and that we have to keep them. I think it's important that we keep them separate, and that people not be confused about it.
Yeah, and I think that is the proposal, that they be, I think that's the department's proposal in any case, is that they be parallel rather than consolidated. And you're right, of course, we also are required to have public hearings, although in the case of a special rate proceeding, I don't think I think the requirement is at least one public hearing for each proceeding, as opposed to for the general, what I call a general rate proceeding, where our regulations require at least four public hearings. But again, I would defer to the hearing officer and the participants to provide to give us a proposal initially as to when and where to have public hearings. By then, the question will arise, of course, as to whether these hearings will be in person or by Zoom or a hybrid. But again, I think we can defer those issues until after the new year, when we have a better sense of where we all are and where the city's procedures fall in terms of any due process requirements under the city's rules regarding either in person or virtual hearings.
May I ask Andre a question here? What's sure. The department planning to do in terms of notice to customers?
Well, in terms of notice, we would have with the filing a summary of the filing, its impact, rate impact, and in a customer-friendly communication to tell them what is going on in both proceedings. I agree with you, we need to keep it separate so we know what room each participant would be going to, what hearing they would be attending, and no confusion as to that, hopefully. But we'd have also to deal with the fact that bill impact is sort of in the customer's mind a totality, it's aggregated. And so we were trying to make sure that our communications on that front also were clear to customers as to which direction their overall bill impacts would be going.
Okay, I think it's important though to make people realize the purpose of the TAP-R proceeding, which is a reconciliation.
Okay, we have
a limited proceeding
slides to do that, yes.
But yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, maybe even in the naming of it. I think what you're calling the reconciliation proceeding under our regs is officially called a special rate proceeding.
Yes.
And it is a type of reconciliation. We, you know, agree with that. But the TAP-R proceeding has traditionally also been called TAP-R reconciliation. And I think it'll be important just to label them so it's easy for people to tell what's what as well.
Will do.
Abby, Tony, do you have any questions or concerns at this point regarding the schedule, or any questions to remind us about what the issues we're going to be addressing?
No, since seems fairly simple at this point in time, I don't have any specific questions or concerns at the moment. Thank you.
No, this seems to correspond with where we thought we were going. Looks good.
Okay, well, I don't think any action is required on our part. We're certainly not going to adopt this. It's really the department that sets the date of its filings, but we certainly would want to know immediately, Andre, if there's any change in the department's plans for the filing, or if any issues arise that the board or the hearing officer need to know about in advance of the filing.
We will keep you informed.
Okay, and that reminds me one other thing. Last time, I think all the board members agreed that we were okay with electronic copies. In the early cases, I still have giant binders of documents from those early cases, but I for one, I'm willing to accept a electronic copy.
Yep, we're all environmentalists.
Abby, Tony, I guess you're okay with it?
Thank you.
Okay.
Yes. Yep.
Okay.
I wanted to ask, Rob, do you anticipate any particular or new discovery issues with respect to this? I don't know if you've already spoken with Andre or just how that's looking.
No, it's a good question. In anticipation of the holidays, I hadn't really been putting a whole lot of thought into these rate proceedings, to be honest with you. I think, you know, because the special rate proceeding is really limited, I think we really need to take a look at what the department puts forward. It's not sort of the case that we have a set of, forecast assumptions as we do in a general rate proceeding. Right. So we're not going to be going back through the spend factors and the cost factors and all of those various things that adjust the revenue requirements that, you know, are maybe they will, maybe they won't type of things. These are really about what's happened already. And I think we need to see the filing to develop the discovery on that, where I think we might have a little bit of potential discovery in the TAP R is with the customer enrollment levels and some of the reporting the department's been doing, because we're seeing a lot of people having difficulty accessing TAP. And even though it's just a reconciliation, obviously that's one of the things that I think is going to play out in the numbers. And we want to make sure that the department is trying to do those things that the board approved and required it to do to try to reduce the level of turnover and churn in enrollment, and try to reach out to, for example, Black communities in Philadelphia to try to get input on how TAP can meet their needs better. So I think we want to have some discussions about that, but I don't think that's anything that I can really, you know, pin down in advance of taking a look at the filings.
One issue, now that I think of it, is, Ed Marcus is not on the call, but it's not clear to me how this, not the TAP R, but the rate reduction, or not, or, you know, the rate change, let's call it, for the
special rate proceeding,
how that, whether there'll be some table that will work with our board model, whether that's something that our board model would be useful for or not. So early on, I would hope that you would get in touch, Andre, with Ed and let him know if it would be useful for him to have access to the numbers, the basic numbers, earlier, you know, as soon as possible, in case if we are able to use his model at all in the proceeding. I'm just not sure if it would be relevant to this case.
Yeah, I will reach out to Ed Marcus and see if certainly the threshold models, the worst case scenario versus the no reduction scenario, those two extremes certainly could be examined and put into his model, like a proof of revenues, basically.
Yeah.
Basically, if there are any changed assumptions, but I think it would be best if someone from my office and or from the legal team and the finance team talk to Ed.
Yeah,
would you? And then I think, yeah, we'll set that up.
Yeah, would you do that so he's ready? And I think the sooner the better, even at the time of the advance notice, would be better than waiting until the final notice.
Yeah, I would sort of echo that too. I mean, I think the Black and Veatch confidential model, the rate forecast model, is such an extensive piece of work that it would be good if we didn't have to rely upon, you know, a confidentiality agreement to understand where the department's coming from on the numbers.
So anyway, if our model would be helpful for that, I'd like to get it in play as soon as we can. Okay, so if you would keep that in mind too. Are there any other questions or comments from the board or the hearing officer or any of the other participants on the call on this issue?
None here.
Okay, hearing none. I think the only other agenda item that we have on our proposed agenda so far is just our scheduling of meetings. So far, what we've tried to do is schedule the meeting for the second Wednesday of every month at 3 p.m. There's nothing magical about that day or time, but the Wednesday afternoon does seem to work for most of the board members. If I could ask you also, Mr. Williams, is that Wednesday afternoons, it doesn't have to be 3 o'clock either. It could be 4 o'clock, I would think, whatever. But I'll ask the board members if generally are the ones, would you like to continue to schedule our meetings for Wednesday afternoons, the second Wednesday of the month?
That seems to work.
Okay. Okay, I'm not hearing.
Yeah, any same yet. Here.
Okay. I've not heard any objections from Rashea or. I think I'd mentioned that to you, Mr. Williams, that we would be meeting. We generally meet on Wednesday afternoons. Now, how about 3 o'clock? Would you rather have 4 o'clock? Since I'm retired, the timing is not as important to me, but the meetings generally last, you know, an hour or less. We could move it to 4 o'clock if that's better for folks, or. Any thoughts on that, Abby or Tony?
For the moment, it seems to be working. So I have no compelling reason to modify that at the moment.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay. And Mr. Williams, does that sound okay to you, or generally 3 o'clock?
As the new kid on the block, I'll make it work.
Okay. Okay, and like I said, I haven't heard, thank you very much. And I hadn't heard any objections from Rashea. So let's keep that going then. And I'd like to schedule a meeting every month, although it's very likely we won't need a meeting every month. For example, it's not clear to me that in January, we would necessarily have to have a meeting because we will not even have gotten the advanced notice yet. But why don't we go ahead and schedule meetings. And that way we can post them and advertise them, and we can always cancel them. But according to Dan and Stephen, I think it's easier if we go ahead and schedule the meetings, get them advertised, and then we can, it's easier actually to cancel a meeting than it is to schedule one. So as I look on my calendar, the second Wednesday of January is January 12th. In February, it would be February 9th. In March, it would be March 9th. In April, it's April 13th. In May, it is May 11th. In June, it is June 8th. Now, certainly, so could I ask for, approval from the board to schedule our regular monthly meetings on the dates that I just mentioned?
One question, Sonny, is should we be scheduling the June meeting later?
Well, I think I was just about to say that. These would be our regular meetings. And what I would say then is we would certainly need to schedule an additional meeting. I shouldn't say certainly, but we will almost definitely have to schedule a meeting closer to the final June 17th date.
Is it worth it just to make that one June 22nd?
I'd rather not, because I'm hoping to schedule, I'm hoping to be out of here by June 17th, but.
120 days from the filing on January 19th is June 18th, which is a Saturday. So it would be somewhere during that week, earlier in the week, for at least the second meeting, my suggestion.
Unless we're able to propose a settlement earlier than that, Andre.
Yes.
Right, it would be the 15th.
Yeah, we could tentatively schedule. Can we tentatively schedule a meeting for the 15th then, Dan?
Do you want to do that in addition? Should we advertise that as well, or instead of the 8th? We can put whatever we want in the advertisement.
I would put it in addition. It's possible these cases might go a little quicker than others. So I would schedule our monthly meetings on the second Wednesday as I previously, and schedule a potential special meeting for June the 15th. And if necessary, then we'll schedule another meeting for June 22nd. Or if that date looks impossible. But, okay, hearing no objections from the board, can I ask Stephen and Dan to go ahead and advertise those, schedule those meetings on the second Wednesday at 3 p.m. from January through June, with a special meeting scheduled for Wednesday, June 15th. If necessary. Well, we'll just go ahead and schedule it.
And shall we schedule them as Zoom meetings with the possibility of in-person attendance as well?
I think that's the way to do it. I think that's certainly for those meetings. And then, like I said, when it comes time for the public hearings and whatnot on the actual rate proceedings, then I think we'll have to have a further, the department and the advocate and the hearing officer can consult with you, Dan, and we can address that issue in the new year as to whether those would be in person or Zoom or a combination of the two. Okay, have you got all those dates, Stephen?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. That was the issues we had on our agenda. Can I ask any members of the public or any participants who are on the call if you have any other matters to bring before the water board at this time? Okay. Hearing none, I just wish everybody a great holiday and happy new year, and look forward to working together and hopefully with our new board member in the new year. And I'll take a motion to adjourn at this time.
So moved.
Second.
Thank you. All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Happy new year. We'll see you next year.
Everybody. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Take care.
Thanks, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Bye.